Well, CDC is investigating the possible inadvertent transfer of a select agent from a Department of Defense lab to 9 states. At this time, we do not suspect this is any risk to the general public.
Can you tell us how they were shipped through? Was this FedEx? Was it the U.S. Postal Service?
Special courier?
Yeah, I don't have that at this time. That's part of the investigation, but they were sent out as a diagnostic sample. So when they are thought to believe or thought to be inactivated or dead virus or bacteria, they're just diagnostic samples and they're sent with you.
Now, when it comes to the way that it's shipped out, I mean, we're hearing that a bio-level 3 anthrax requires covering from head to toe, and it's probable that the people who were thinking they were getting bio-level 1 didn't have that kind of protection. So what are you doing to observe the people who not only received the anthrax, but the people who sent it, probably not realizing it was the kind of strain that was the inactive kind?
Right. The lab workers and those who may have handled the samples are our primary concern. They are the ones who are at greatest risk to any exposure. And right now we're working with all of the state health departments to understand that exposure and understand that risk.
Is there any indication to believe that the people at Dugway who sent the anthrax, are they contaminated with it? Are they hurt? Or do we have any indication of that?
Well, CDC has two teams deployed right now looking at the DOD laboratory, and what we're doing there is understanding the situation, how the samples were processed, and making that part of the investigation going forward.
At this point, is it fair to say that you know who received the live samples specifically and exactly, or are you still trying to figure out who received the live samples and who received the safe samples?
We know that one sample in one state, when cultured, was indicated live bacteria. So what we've done is we've asked the labs to send all of the samples of that antigen to CDC in Atlanta so that we can test it and culture it to see if all of the samples did have live material.
Which states got the samples, can you say?
Yep, they were Texas, Delaware, Maryland, California, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Tennessee, New York, and Virginia.
Okay, that's good to clarify that it's going to Atlanta, not back here to Dugway. But also, do you have any idea at this point how many people were in contact with it here in Utah at Dugway?
That's what our teams there find out. Our team arrived Monday night, and their first full day of inspection was yesterday. But that's what they're working on, the number of people who may have been exposed.
Now, how do we make sure that something like that doesn't happen again? Is there going to be maybe repercussions against Dugway, or can you put those in place, or is that something that the DOD has to do?
It's too early to tell because we really don't know what happened, and that's what we need to get to the bottom to before there can be any discussion or talk about what we're going to learn from this and how we're going to move forward to continue to do this vital research safely.
So you said at this point they've confirmed one of these samples was confirmed to be live and that the others will be tested. How long does that process take? Is this a matter of hours, days, or weeks before you'll know if other live samples were sent out?
Well, you're culturing bacteria. So, the bacteria will grow at different rates depending on the state. But we should know over the next few days about those samples.
And I'm assuming you also have your team looking at the people who were involved in the shipping to make sure to see what their exposure was?
Absolutely. But the material would have been shipped in sealed containers.
Okay. Thank you so much. Jason McDonald with the Centers for Disease Control. We're talking about the fact that some live anthrax spores shipped to as many as 9 labs. We know one for sure from here in Utah, from Dugway. The CDC is saying they are investigating. They have teams.